Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line, Cork's 96 FM.
The Cork Battenberg is the one we know, unique to us. We don't know, do we know, Vanessa Foran, who changed the recipe of the Battenberg to make what we know and love?
I'm sorry, sorry, good morning everyone. I was laughing at your Battenberg. Yes, who changed it? I think Cork made the Battenberg we know. The one you described, the marzipan pink and yellow, seems to have been somebody else's creation. But our Battenberg, and you call it the Cork Battenberg, for me it's Battenberg by. I can only trace it back to sort of the Thompson's Bakery,
yeah,
and their version of cake. And I think Cork's relationship with cake is very unique in that our snowball was always different than the one you see anywhere else. It was a big shoe bun, crispy shoe bun you saw in Rocha Stores, coffee bar.
That's right.
If you remember. And the Battenberg we're talking about now and going around the world, that's not Battenberg. This is Battenberg. And I think our own Siobhan McSweeney brought it back into the bake-off tent. And from there, I think that's where I re-dug up trying to rebuild the Battenberg that we all know as Battenberg, proper Battenberg.
When it came up on the show as part of her display, she got the same incredulous looks. That's not a Battenberg.
It is just fantastic television, really, because if you were a bake-off follower, which I am, since it starts in season one, and when Siobhan was describing her showstopper, which is a part of the show, and she was on about the Battenberg, and I was giggling, and I was giggling away, knowing exactly what they were getting, and what Prue and the Paul Hollywood were expecting, and I knew Siobhan had this tongue in her cheek the whole time, knowing she was going to blow them out of it. And it triggered something with me because people follow me on Broadsheet and the Bake Off series. I had spoke about redoing it and getting ideas about how we could do it again. So I kind of took it from there. But what I would say as well, PJ, is that the original Battenberg that we all know, it wasn't a nice cake.
Bridge the triangle now, our one.
It was like,
if my mammy arrived home from town when she went to do her shopping on a Friday morning, if she arrived home with a Battenberg, we'd nearly take the arm off her for a slice of it. And we wanted the heel of it.
Before it got out of the bag.
You wanted the heel of it.
I know. But if you look, when we look at it now, you see, we're a lot more spoiled now. And, you know, we thought this was luxury. And but if you look back when you try and taste it, it's very hard to pull it apart. So I said about rebuilding it, and your researcher, Fergal, saw the tweets. So I'm almost finished with the recipe. I just want to check, redo one more part in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a cake that deserves to be revived.
Yes.
Now, whether it's commercially with the bakeries down in Cork or amongst ourselves...
Well, you can get it. You can get it. I mean, Old Mill make one. But what I like about yours is that you don't want to use the old sort of baking chocolate or pasty chocolate. You want to use proper chocolate.
Well, I would say the cooking chocolate you get now is slightly better quality. Mm. But, I mean, do we really know if the original Battenberg was chocolate or was it chocolate flavouring?
I think it was chocolate. Maybe we weren't educated. We thought chocolate began and ended with dairy milk.
Well, possibly. But, you know, I think Cork's relationship with cake is very sophisticated, to be honest with you, because we had the best cakes. Anyone goes to Paris now and they look at all these cakes.
Mm.
They would still remember a cake they got in Roach Store's coffee bar in Thompson's.
Now you're talking. One of my first jobs as a young lad was in Roach Store's. It's a long time ago now. But on a Friday, when you'd get paid, what I used to do is go into the coffee shop and I'd have one of the chocolate eclairs or you'd have the ice cream float drink.
Oh, stop.
Yeah. I can't ever remember getting Battenberg in there.
No, you didn't. See, you had the individual cakes. Do you know, if you look at some of our cakes, that, you know, the apple slice. That has never been managed anywhere else. That
the
is
chocolate
out
slice.
This word. Our Chester's. Even now today, when I'm back down the
Don't
Cork,
call the... Don't use the Chester word in my presence.
Oh, no.
It's donkey's gudge and nothing else.
Well, now, you see, I had a debate about this. It's Chester if it's topped with white icing.
No, it's
and
not.
And it's gudge if it's topped with a bit of black puff pastry.
No. Because then they'll tell... No, and then in Dublin they insult it by calling it gurra cake and they can't even make
it. And theirs is nowhere near ours. See, they use bread.
Yeah.
They're way behind our cakes. There's nothing to stand out that could stand on top of a Cork chocolate slice.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. No. So, the Battenberg recipe, will you have it for us?
Well, I can help your listeners now.
Go ahead.
And tell everyone who's listening to this now, baking for me is a spectrum. There's all sorts of bakers, from somebody who will just reheat apple tart at Conn's and the three tiers and the fondant figurines and all that, right? This is how I've deconstructed it for people. What I did was I made two Madeira cakes baked them as tray bakes. One is chocolate with just cocoa, and the other I used custard powder to get the yellow.
Yeah, nice too.
I have to say, lads, best discovery ever. Fantastic. And there is, do you remember, folks, the white paste that was between the sponges?
Yeah.
That is, I've created a thing. It's like, you can buy it in a jar, actually. It's called Fluff. It's like a marshmallow jam.
Right.
And when I made it up again, I tell you could hang roof tiles with this. Oh my God, it's just magnificent.
You're not wrong.
And instead of the, you know, the block of macchiato chocolate,
yeah,
I used dark chocolate, Tesco's dark chocolate with a few spoons of cream. Lads, we're on a winner here now. What we're doing is we're upcycling the Cork Battenberg. And what
you're doing a Battenberg with dark chocolate.
Yeah.
I will be found in a diabetic coma with a finished Battenberg and an empty bottle of red wine.
Let me go back to that in a moment, PJ, okay?
Yeah.
But what I would tell everyone about this cake is that it's better the day after. I swear to God.
Oh, this yeah. is Ah, yeah, because everything kind of melds into itself.
Honestly, and my Nana Lulu, oh, she's long gone now, but people will remember the Weldons and Lulu Weldon from in and around the Marsh and South Paris and Pope's Key area. My Nana only ever ate day-old bread or stale bread.
Yeah.
And this is the first time I've actually appreciated something.
Well, even the old Battenberg, and you're probably much younger than me now, but what would happen is Mum would bring it home on a Friday from the shopping, and would cut lovely with the knife, and we'd have it for the tea. By Saturday evening,
oh, God, you were well got, PJ.
I know, but by Saturday evening, you'd want a chisel.
You mean you got 2 days out of your Battenberg? He must have been very well to do, PJ.
Oh, brilliant! Listen, what we'll do is if we haven't shared it already, we'll share your recipe, and I hope a lot of people will start doing a proper Cork Battenberg, the dark chocolate. I love the idea.
I know, but just if you don't mind if I go back, pick you up there on your bottle of wine, it just reminded me. Some Cork people actually that have ended up in Australia of all places had asked me about doing a County Colours cake. Mm-hmm. And I was playing around about reviving the Battenberg in the Blood and Bandages red and white. And then I thought about doing a Tanora cake. So I have managed to source tangerine extract from an industrial supplier. So I'm open to ideas on what we could do with it. But this Battenberg, I just want to test the recipe again, particularly on the construction. I wasn't very good at the engineering side of it. pyramids and block building isn't my thing. I am a baker, folks, but I'm more into the steady home bakes, the loaf cakes, the fancy concoctions that you see in the showstoppers in front of Paul Hollywood. I'd be more a spectator of rather than an actual doer.
To start but, already, Vanessa, Bobby wants to know, I missed the start of this piece, who's making Battenberg? Is she sharing the recipe online, pretty please?
Oh, of course. I have the gist of it, folks. It's basically, I'm using Madeira because it's solid.
Yes.
It's solid and it's firm. And as I say, it looks good for another 2 or 3 days. And it's a full day bake, folks. And the fluff itself, now it's so easy to make, but my God, it takes over the place. It's so sticky, but it's brilliant. You'll have great fun making it, and I say that. So hopefully by Saturday, PJ, I'll have the recipe fully solid, bulletproof for you guys.
Brilliant. And we'll share it because I the idea of having a Battenberg covered in dark chocolate, oh my God. Oh my God! I'm weak at the knees here.
I'll put you on risk of a heart attack. Now, I did over Christmas try a white chocolate one with to make it look like a brunch. Do you remember the brunches?
Oh, I do. The brunch ice
cream. Dried raspberries in it and dried strawberries.
Woohoo! We'll be friends, Vanessa. Thanks very much. Keep us
in
touch.
Thanks, everyone.
Keep in touch with that, and we'll have the whole when she has it perfected. Oh, the Cork Battenberg. Best Battenberg in the world. You can get them. Old Mill do them, and they're in quite a lot of shops. You'll see them coming. Thompson's were the ones who made the great one back in the day. The history of the cake, actually, the actual Battenberg was to celebrate the marriage of Prince Louis of Battenberg. There is a place marrying Princess Victoria, Queen Victoria's granddaughter. And that happened in 1884. So that's where it started.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.